Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 6th, 2023. I am Megan Maroney. The European Union has published the rumored list of companies that are subject to the Digital Markets Act. The EU just designated six tech giants as so-called gatekeepers of the internet, including Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, ByteDance, Meta, and Microsoft, as well as 22 core platform services these companies provide, such as search, social networks, ads, and shopping. The companies have 6 months to ensure full compliance with the DMA. According to a new report from Mozilla, cars are the worst category the company has ever reviewed for privacy. Mozilla looked at 25 major car brands, and every one of them received the privacy not included label, meaning the cars collect too much personal data, they often sell that data, they give users no control over how that data is used, and fail to make it clear whether that data is encrypted or not. Tesla received all of Mozilla's so-called dings, including untrustworthy AI for Tesla's autopilot feature. Meanwhile, carmakers Nissan and Kia, according to Mozilla, both reserve the right to collect information about their owners' sexual activity. China has reportedly banned iPhone use by government officials in the workplace. The Wall Street Journal says the mandates came down through workplace chat groups and meetings and included some other non-Chinese devices, although the journal did not specify which. Apple has signed a new deal with SoftBank-owned ARM to make Apple silicon chips. According to ARM's newly filed IPO documents, the deal will extend past 2040. Apple's deal with ARM goes back to the 1990s, even prior to Apple's Newton, which included an ARM-based chip. ARM is set to go public later this year. In other Apple news, three senior executives of the company, Eddie Q, John Giandria, and Adrian Perica, will all be forced to serve as witnesses in Google's upcoming antitrust trial. The execs have argued that appearing in court would be unduly burdensome. Apple is not a defendant in the case. Google just updated Android's logo, replacing the lowercase a with a capital A, and giving its robot mascot a new, more 3D look. Google is also releasing updates to its mobile apps and services, including the at-a-glance Google Assistant widget, enhancements to its Lookout visual accessibility app, and Zoom calls in Android Auto. Google Wallet will also get an update to make it easier to upload passes with barcodes and QR codes by adding a photo import feature. Roku announced its third round of layoffs this year. The streaming company is cutting 10% of staff and will slow hiring, according to Variety. The streaming platform also plans to remove some licensed and owned content. Music streamer Spotify also is looking to cut costs, allegedly removing its lyrics feature for free users. A Spotify PR rep told The Verge that the warning that some free users have gotten encouraging them to upgrade to the paid tier to see lyrics is, quote, only a test. Tesla just announced the Cyberspoon. That's right, I said Cyberspoon. The partnership with McDonald's to create a battery-operated McFlurry spoon inspired by Tesla's Cybertruck seemed so fake that even Elon Musk called it fake news, responding to a post on X that included a screenshot of the new spoon. The screenshot apparently came from Tesla's official Weibo account in China, and many Chinese Tesla users claim to have already bought the spoon. Only 50,000 will be made, so get yours fast. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.